This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you for the weekly perspective for the week ending June 2nd, 2017. Associated Press, U.S. auto sales fall for fifth straight month in May. I know I've been harping on this, but again, more news about the U.S. auto sales falling again, and it's a distressed industry. Lots of production, no sales. As I talked about a couple weeks ago, channel stuffing. You see these lots at the dealers all around the country that are just maxed out as far as space. They're having trouble finding spots to place these new cars that aren't selling. Another indicator of the real physical economy. And jumping right to the currencies in the stock market, Reuters put this out on Friday. Dollar tanks on U.S. jobs data, but stocks scale to new peaks. So the dollar gets weak and the stock market increases. The U.S. dollar fell to a seven-month low on Friday after data showed the U.S. economy created fewer jobs than expected in May. But equity investors shrugged off the news, lifting leading American, British, and German stock indices to fresh records. Back to the physical economy, high-end retailer Michael Kors to close up to 125 stores as luxury retail woes deepen. Michael Kors said Wednesday that it will close 100 to 125 stores as the luxury retailer slump deepens. The luxury retail sector struggles are bludgeoning Michael Kors, which also acknowledged that it had delivered an underwhelming store experience for consumers. And moving on to CNBC, which reports Bitcoin could hit 100,000 in 10 years, says an analyst who correctly called the $2,000 price. Bitcoin could make up 10% of the 5 trillion average daily volume in the foreign exchange market in 10 years, according to Sanxo Bank analyst K. Van Peterson. Its market capitalization could grow to 1.75 trillion, which would make each Bitcoin worth 100,000 US. Spoke about Bitcoin, the blockchain, and precious metals at the Writers Conference in Vancouver. It may be, it was filmed and it may be available for the public shortly. If so, I will certainly link to it. And the Nikkei Asian Review reports June 1st, U.S.-North Korea tensions inching toward the breaking point. Saber-rattling escalates as aircraft carriers submarine sail Sea of Japan. From Tokyo, amid repeatedly military provocations by North Korea, the U.S. made the unusual decision to dispatch two aircraft carriers to the Sea of Japan this week, while also announcing that it successfully carried out a missile intercept test. North Korean forces have been repeatedly test-firing ballistic missiles since March, but the rogue nation went one step further on Sunday when it tested a new surface-to-air missile designed to shoot down incoming aircraft. Not much to comment here, certainly wishing that this can be resolved peacefully. Time will tell. It is escalating, and we do have experiential knowledge knowing what the U.S. has done as far as being more aggressive than, let's say, other nation states. Time will tell. And for my Canadian friends and everybody that listens to the Weekly Perspective, this is from oilprice.com, and certainly Canadians have seen a bunch of interesting financial news for the last month or so, meaning the mortgage debacle in the Toronto real estate market that I reported on a couple of weeks back. This has to do with the oil sands. This is from, as I said, oilprice.com. Canadian oil sands brace as oil majors dump shares. Royal Dutch Shell and ConocoPhillips struck deals in March to sell Canadian oil assets to two Canadian-based producers. In both deals, parts of the consideration for the transaction were shares of the Canadian companies that Shell and ConocoPhillips received. Although the share transactions are subject to lockup periods of up to 6 months following the closing of the deals, Shell and Conoco are getting ready to sell those shares, possibly months after acquiring them, regulations and agreements permitting. The potential sale of billions of dollars worth of shares in the Canadian natural resources may see Canadian equity markets flooded with company stocks, according to analysts quoted by Reuters. And I want to move on talking about the GDXJ. that we have been asked to talk about. It will be in this weekend's Morgan Report. The June issue will be available on the 3rd of June, 2017. We go through a dissertation on the rebalancing of the GDXJ and the opportunities that will be created because it's required to sell off a number of shares throughout the sector, and many of those shares are in the Morgan Report. So again, we outline exactly how to do that. And further, I'd like to comment on one of the situations that we've been following that's a highly speculative yet could be highly lucrative. I am an owner of those shares. However, the company was inspected by myself and our senior analyst Tuesday after the writers' conference, and we saw the pilot plant and things are moving along quite well. First fact is that this company is now available to U.S. Investors. It just started trading today, the 2nd of June, 2017, on the OTCBB. Yes, it is a small company, and yes, it's highly volatile, and yes, you would want to be cautious. However, the ability for this company to retrieve precious metals out of the electronic waste is far superior to any gold mine on the planet, which means that the material is trucked in, crushed, and goes through the circuit that is totally 100% environmentally friendly, which means that there are no problems with cyanide, which is what's usually used to precipitate out precious metals, particularly gold. So very excited about it. If you, we understand that you have the freedom to choose whatever advisory service, whatever newsletter, whoever's in the gold and silver space or the resource sector, such as the Morgan Report. And we understand that. But we do appreciate those that have come on board with the Morgan Report, see the type of research and study that we do to benefit you, the investor in the resource sector. So have a look. This will be available. And remember, there's always a money-back guarantee if you subscribe and the publication is not exactly what you anticipated. There is not only 30-day money-back guarantee, it's actually extended to 60 days. So make a great weekend. I know I'll be back with you next week for the Weekly Perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.